the offer about Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
How would we build the temple? We said, like the second temple. So we brought a model over here of the second temple. If we look again at this picture that we love, we look at the model to see, get lively. This bit is called the women's courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the women's courtyard because on special festivals, women used to sit on balconies of this courtyard. You see the balcony over here? If you look over there at the model, you see actually people sitting on the balcony. That's why it's called the women's courtyard. You see there's all kinds of rooms to store, say wood, to store the oil. This pink room over here, you can see it right over there, is where the Sanhedrin used to sit. Inside of the temple, you know, it's a bit hard to be a crook when you see the temple just next to your eyes. Okay, this room over here was a half a circle on top, you see it? The model? That was where the priest used to sleep and eat, over here. This little gate over here, now look at the picture, if you all managed to see. This little gate over here, the fence was, there were signs over here that whoever isn't pure, Gentiles and impure people are not allowed inside. The Gentiles, you're allowed only to the bit over here on Temple Mount. Today, the Western Wall is over here, other side of this wall. It's kind of better. It's right over here in front of the Holy of Holies. So, this is what we can see over here. Now we know a bit more about Temple Mount. I'll tell you a story, personal story that happened to me a few months ago. I came back from a festival called Sukkot. I had a few days off, maybe a day and a half off. Came back and suddenly I saw over here stones. And you know, I started to get really excited. Wow, you know, they're building something. Okay, what are you building? The sacrificing altar. Wow, I started to imagine, you know, 5 meters high, 18 meters length, something, you know, enormous, like we saw at the picture. And then they built this. It was very disappointing. Very disappointing. And I asked them, you know, why did you build this? Well, you can't, you could afford making a golden menorah, you can't afford making a 5 meter altar. It's not payment, the problem is that we're not sure at the beginning we'll have an altar. Why? Because you could actually sacrifice without a temple. All what you need is, first of all, priests. Second, the priests will wear their garments, and over here at the Temple Institute, we make the garments for the priests. Priests have garments today. And we need an altar at that special spot that we spoke about it downstairs. So you know, we know the reality of today. They won't let us to build a 5 meter altar. Maybe they'll let us to build a minimum size altar on Temple Mount. And then we could again sacrifice something we didn't do for 2,000 years. So, it's very special, even though it's very small, because it shows the beginning. We'll start with small, I guess it will get larger. That's what we could see over here. Questions?
Oh, okay. Yes. So, as a Temple Institute, you believe the location of the temple, the holy place, is the same as the location of the Dome of the Rock now?
Oh, the Holy of Holies, yes.
Okay.
But the Holy of Holies, again, we're speaking about the sacrificing altar that's over here.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Dome of the Rock.
And do you think that the new temple will be filled with the Shekinah glory again?
I'll tell you what. Shekinah, does somebody know what it actually is? We always speak about Shekinah, but we don't know actually what it is. So, there's a few levels of connection with God. There's a connection of praying, the connection of praying at the temple. And Shekinah is also when that you actually get a kind of answer, means miracles and stuff. So will they be a Shekinah at the Sod Temple? Maybe at the beginning they won't be. But I believe they will be. I believe they will be, but again, question what God will actually do. I believe they will be. I'm sure they'll be. The question is the beginning, if they'll be. But yes, Shekinah is the level of, again, a level of getting close to God, where actually God gives kind of an answer. Feel closer to God. More questions? Okay, thank you very much for all of you. We've got a movie right now to see. And you go.